This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. On Monday, June 26th, the Blackfeet Nation transferred 30 wild buffalo to tribal lands near Chief Mountain, an area steeped in Blackfeet cultural significance in the northwest corner of the reservation bordering Glacier National Park. The buffalo were brought to the Blackfeet from Alberta in 2016 and tested negative for diseases. In the 7 years since, the tribe has been growing a captive herd, and on Monday, the buffalo were loaded into trailers and hauled to a temporary paddock within sight of Chief Mountain. There they grazed quietly until wranglers opened the gate. Then every buffalo rushed through, formed a single file line, and rumbled toward a distant tree line. Rosalind Lapierre and her family, who are Blackfeet and Métis, own 120 acres in the foothills of Chief Mountain. She said the tribe has created a conservation district in the area to allow for buffalo grazing. "Our land isn't fenced," she explained, "so bison like bears and elk and deer and moose and antelope can walk freely across the land." Lapierre, a historian, said to her knowledge, there's no place in North America that allows free-roaming buffalo. She said, "Bison are almost always behind a fence, even when in a large area. It's unlike any other wild animal species that are allowed to roam freely and jump over fences, go under fences, and ruin fences." The Chief Mountain release, Lapierre said, is not just momentous for the tribe, but also presents scientists with a new opportunity. She said, "One thing scientists don't know is where bison want to go. They've always been fenced in, so we have no idea, as scholars and scientists, where they want to go when they roam. Even in Yellowstone, the bison are killed or relocated when they leave the border of the park, so this will be really interesting to see what happens." Gerald Buzz Cobell, director of Blackfeet Fish and Wildlife, said, "Leaders from Glacier and Waterton Lakes National Parks are supportive of the release. Some of the roaming buffalo have collars and solar ear tags, so the tribe will be able to monitor them and know their locations. Because some people hike Chief Mountain," Cobell said the location data will help the tribe keep members of the public safe. Since time immemorial, Native Americans used buffalo for food, shelter, tools, clothing, jewelry, and ceremony. Buffalo and Native people were so connected that biologists say the two mammals, humans and buffalo, co-evolved. But in the 19th century, settlers and U.S. soldiers killed millions of bison and devastated the tribal communities that relied on them. Ungulate diseases spread by domestic cattle are suspected for killing buffalo herds that the hunters didn't reach. From 1820 to 1880, the bison population fell from around 30 to 60 million animals to fewer than 1,000 buffalo. Some estimates say that only 300 bison survived what's now known as the Great Slaughter. As the bison population declined, some states and the federal government passed laws to protect the animals. Today, through partnerships with national parks and organizations, buffalo have returned to tribal lands nationwide. Most Native American tribes in Montana maintain their own buffalo herds, but until earlier this week, none had released wild buffalo on their lands. The Blackfeet tribe's domestic herd is now 700 head, though just 30 wild buffalo were released. The worst of the coronavirus pandemic appears to be over, but the public health strategies that were so important in combating the deadly virus before and after vaccines were available are still important, especially for kids to learn, medical officials say. Things like social distancing, hand washing, and wearing face masks greatly improve public health and protect against transmitting or contracting the virus. A game was developed for children during the coronavirus pandemic, which demonstrates the importance of social distancing. It's called Can You Save the World and has already been played 10,000 times since launching as a free online game on computers. Did you know a baby porcupine is called a porcupette? A porcupette's tiny spikes are soft for the first 3 days of its life before firming up and becoming hard and sharp. A group of porcupines is called a prickle or a ruffle, and a group of squirrels is called a scurry. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.